Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody out there in this whole world, I'm talking to you today and coming from Tampa, Florida, amen, letting you know that God loves you. Tampa, Florida, here in the USA, amen, letting you know that God loves you all and he cares for you. And we thank and praise God for you all. I apologize that I wasn't on the airways, on the internet last week, praise God. Well, on every Thursday, 6 o'clock, 6:30. I'm sorry, every Thursday, 6:30. Praise God that I'll be on the airways and on the internet radio. Praise God, we thank and praise God for you listening in to Jesus Saved Through Faith Talk Show Radio. Amen. We thank and praise God for you all out there. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. Elder Ernest Braxton. I thank and praise God for you all. Praise God. I've been in broadcast for a good while, you know, way over 20 years. And thank and praise God for all of you. We're probably almost 30. Amen. By letting you know, but this new thing what I'm doing today, what we've been doing here lately, praise God. We thank and praise God for it. Amen. I thank and praise God, our sister Geraldine. Amen. That is helping us out. Okay. I thank and praise God also for and give honor, amen, for our apostle, C. A. Cowan, our presiding bishop, R. J. McLeod, and also Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw, and also my bishop here in Tampa in the West Coast District. To give honor to him, his name is Adrian M. Shaw. We thank and praise God for him. Amen. And we also thank God for our district elder. Praise God, our wonderful district elder, Elder Ray Johnson. I thank and praise God for him. Amen. We thank and praise God for all the brothers and the ministers in the church of God, the Bible Way. And we also thank and praise God, amen, for all the apostolic ministries, all the ministries that is preaching and teaching the apostles' doctrine. Amen. Let people know that they need to take heed to the apostles' doctrine and hear it and live it, praise God. So we see here today, amen, we thank and praise God for this time again, because we continue on our word on the call to repentance. A call to repentance. Praise God. How people need to know that they need to repent of their sins and change their ways, their wicked ways. Amen. Let them know that God is calling for everybody to repent. Look what the scripture says here. I want to read a scripture here in Isaiah 55. It says here, I like what he says here in 55 and 3, he says, incline your ear and come unto me. Look what it says now. Hear and your soul shall live. And I like that part. I don't read that part. That's wonderful. Hear and your soul shall live. A lot of people don't understand. In order to be saved, you got to first hear the preacher, hear the preach word, the teach word. And when you hear the preach word and the teach word, praise God, you see here today that God can bless your soul and heal you and help you in so many ways. Amen. So you got to hear the word of God. I mean, you got to hear the teaching and the preaching of God's word. And once you hear that, I mean, it calls you to believe. Amen. And that you could believe. believe it and receive it in your heart, praise God, in your mind. So we see here, once you hear the word of God, and once you receive and hear it by believing, amen, you got to be obedient to the word of God. Amen. So, you know, in all dispensation, obedience was always has to happen, because we find that if you don't obey God, amen, why are you even trying to serve him if you're not going to obey him? You got to obey him. Amen. Praise God. So we see here today, once you obey the Lord, all right, and you obey the scriptures and obey the doctrine, amen, meaning the teachings, praise God, we see that, amen, the Bible tells us we obey the scriptures. So you got to obey the scriptures. So what to do? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And see, that's a promise, amen. And we see that's Acts 2:38 there. Well, as we go back to Isaiah 55, we see here the Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he's near." Look at that. And that's something. And look what it says here, that the wicked forsake his ways, you know, and the unrighteous his thoughts. Look at that. Man, you got it. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. So you got to repent of your sin. You got to forsake the stuff that you're doing, and get back right. I hear people, they say that they're serving God, but they're cursing like a sailor, lying, committing fornication and adultery, doing all kinds of crazy things. Well, I love the Lord, and I'm praying to the Lord. I say, well, wait a minute. Well, if you don't pray to him in truth and righteousness, what good is it? All right? You got to have those things. So we see here today that you must come to Jesus Christ while you have an opportunity. Amen. So I want to read that again. Let the wicked forsake his ways, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Amen. Now think about that. Have mercy upon him. All right? You want to get abundantly pardoned? There it is. He talks about that. Look what it says. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon him. You know, pardon. So if you want to do right, you want to be blessed, you want to have rest and peace in your home, in your house, you got to do right, praise God. I was preaching the other day, I was saying, you know what? It's nobody but me that's standing in need of prayer. You know, because we all tend to blame everybody else a lot of times for our short falling, but yet it's us. We need the prayer. We need to look at ourselves, praise God, that as we look in the mirror, praise God. Now, the way the text come from, and then we're going to go to in our subject. Look what the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3. And it says here, look what it says. It says, the Lord is not slack even concerning his promise, all right? So the Lord is not slack concerning his promise. And what it says, as some men count slack, but it's what? Long-suffering toward, you know, to us. Look what it says. He's long suffering to us, toward us, in other words. He's long suffering. Jesus is long suffering. God is long suffering. Amen. And guess what? Look what it says here. Long suffering. Hallelujah. He's long suffering. That's a blessing thing. He's not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long suffering to us, not willing that any should perish. It's not God's will that any should perish. Look at that, friend. But all should come into repentance. Think about it. All should come into repentance. Amen. And in Acts 3 and 19, it says, repent and be thou converted. Amen. Turn away. Repent and turn away. You got to be converted, friend. The Bible said repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name. Praise the Lord. So we see here, that's in Luke. Amen. So we see here that you, I believe it's Luke 24. All right, but anyway, it says repentance and remission of sin, preaching his name. All right. Also, also the scripture tells us, repent and be baptized, every one of us, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. But it starts, praise God. Amen. Once you believe, you heard and believe and you obeyed the scripture, Acts 2:38, Acts 3:19. Amen. Once you obeyed that, amen, we see here today, God wants us to repent of our sins, and we have to trust in him. Amen. We have to confess our sins unto him. Confess. Now, these days, people it's getting terrible. People are going through things that I've never seen before. They're doing things I've never seen before. And, you know, I never heard of before. Amen. You know, you got to look at this stuff. The television is poisoning our people's mind. I'm telling you. You know. I used to look at, years ago. Where I used to look at the older men. Used to tell, I said, man, don't look at that. That's terrible. And I said, oh, they don't know what they're talking about. But now, I see what they're talking about. What the older people used to say Hollywood is bombarding our mind with some evil stuff nowadays, all right? And you got to be careful what you're going to accept in your mind and what you're going to throw away out of your mind according to all the stuff that comes on television today, all right? So, you know, this thing about homosexuality is out there bad and right. It's a sin to be a homosexual. It's a sin for a man to desire another man. It's a sin for a woman to desire another woman, you know, sexually wise and so forth. But we have become as a Sodom and Gomorrah. Think about that, man. And our president, all right, he's for it. The Supreme Court is for it, and all these different things. What is the world is coming to? All right. And so we see here today, friends, we have to look at these things. This is a wicked and perverse generation. And God is calling for them to repent, else God going to show forth something. And he's going to come forth and judge these people. And we see here today, man, they ain't going to have a chance. Because once they die, and we find out, and then they lift up their eyes in hell, it's going to be in bad shape. Because, see, all of life is a spirit. See, and when they come out of that body, when the real you come out of that body, you better be right with God. Hallelujah. You better be right with the Lord Jesus. Amen. You better have the Spirit of God in you, praise God. You better have the Lord in you. Amen. Because, you know, they that have not experienced none of his. That's what the scripture says. Praise God. So we see here today, it's nothing holy about two men, you know, having sex together. There's nothing holy about two women having sex together. There's nothing holy about none of that. I mean, there's not nothing holy. There even no holy matrimony. If two women marry, same sex marriages and all that, there's no holy matrimony. So I'm letting people know, you know, but all sin is sin. Sin, See, you know, those people who are out there fornicating, committing adultery, all right, you can't look at other people and say that, you know, your sin is worse than mine. No, we got it all. God is calling us all to repentance. All to repent. Have you repented of your sin, friend? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sin? Remission means removal. If you got cancer, you want to be in remission. I mean, if you got hepatitis, you want remission. If you got even sugar diabetes, you want it removed, praise God. And if you got all these diseases, you want remission. If you got anything that is bothering your health, you want it gone, praise God. So we see here today, amen, sin is a killer. We might think it's okay and it looks okay and it sounds okay and it smells okay, but it's a killer. All right? Sin will destroy you. And somebody say, well, you preach against sin so much. That's right. That's what I'm called to do, to preach against sin. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm called to warn the people. You know, I'm not going to pat you on the back and say, oh, it's all right. You just live the best way you can and knowing you're going to hell. Praise God. You know, in other words, if I see you finna walk and step in a pit of fire, a boiling water, a fire, anything like that, I'm going to try to pull you back from it, you know, because I love people. I care about people. But the things people do, I don't go along with a lot of time. All right, I can't sanction that. Yeah, I can't say that's okay, praise God. But the people, I care about people's souls, and that's what we have to do. I care about your souls. Amen. And when you die and your spirit come out, the old phrase, they used to call it, when you die, you give up the ghost. That's what they say. In the Old Testament, they used to call it, give up the ghost. Amen. So when you depart that body that you're living in right now, friend, I'm warning you right now. Amen. Don't let God catch you being a homosexual. Don't let him catch you being an adulterer and being an adulterous affair of fornication. All right? Don't let him catch you being a lying, continuously lying and all that. Amen. So don't let him do that. All right? I want to let you know that you need to come and get your sins remitted. Come and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, for that is the only name. Amen. That they baptized into. Amen. They did baptize in for the baptism of repentance. But the name Jesus talking about, he said, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, not names. So you got to find the name that Jesus talking about. A guy told me, said, I've been baptized in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, well, what is the name? Then he thought about it. I said, what name is that? So in other words, you got to know what the name is. The apostles, they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And don't let nobody fool you, and don't you be nobody fool. Okay, so we see here today that you must come to Christ while you got an opportunity. Praise God, that you need to come and let God bless your soul. Let him heal you. Amen. So I'm letting you know, this wicked generation is coming. I mean, that is here now. This wicked and perverse generation, people are doing some crazy stuff. All right? Stuff that is crazy and is abomination to God. Amen. So we see here. So the thing is, you got to come to Christ. Let him bless your soul. Let him heal you. And he is able to do it for you. Hallelujah. So I'm letting you know, amen, God loves you, and he cares about you. And we want you to call us, amen. Well, we want you to, you can email us, praise God, at our church. We are located on Osmond and 22nd here in Tampa, Florida. Amen. It's 4711 North 22nd Street. Amen. The area code is 336. 10, praise God. So we want you to come out there. Right, we're right on the corner, right across from the Family Health Care Center, right there. Praise God. So we see here, amen, our web link, praise God. It says, blogtalkradio.com. Jesus saved through faith. Hallelujah. Jesus saved through faith. Amen. Church. All right. So we want you to do that. Amen. Just a link to us, praise God. Amen. You want to be our friend? You want to be our partner, our supporter? Just call us. Amen. You could always, amen, let us know that God loves you. You can hit me up on Facebook. Amen. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton. Amen. So we see here today that you can come. Amen. But I'm letting you know today, I preach to save souls, praise God. I preach that your soul, that prayer, my prayers for your souls, amen, that you be saved. And not a lot of people don't like what I say a lot of time when it comes concerning certain things, homosexuals, amen, fornication, adultery, things that people are doing, all right? But, you know, what good is you going to the doctor, all right, and you paying all your money, you want to see what the doctor say? What good is that, all right? What good is that, all right? When you go to the doctor and he for some kind of ailment that you have, I mean, what good is it? You paying the doctor plenty of money and you won't take the medicine, you won't do nothing, but the doctor say, oh, I don't know what that doctor said. A lot of people do that, you know? A lot of people do that. I would talk to a person, I say, well, how come you go to the doctor and he give you some pills, and you go get the pills, you spend your money on the pills to take the pills, then you go look it up and see something that the pills might cause or something. You don't take the pills, you're spending your money, and you don't take the pill. What you going to the doctor for? So, but people don't understand that you must, amen, repent of your sins, amen, and come to Jesus Christ. True repentance. You must believe in him and trust in him, but you got to repent of your sin. Give him your life, praise God. Stop playing church. Come on now. Stop playing church. All right? You're playing church when you got a girlfriend on the outside and you got a wife, and you go in there kneeling down talking, oh, Lord. All right? Amen. You're playing church when you're lying and cussing the mailman out for bringing up a bill that you done charged up and you're cussing the mailman out. Come on now. Amen. Then you go to church and you're talking about, oh, Lord. All right. Now, you're playing church. If you're going out there, you know, cussing people out, saying all kinds of things and doing all kinds of things and playing, you know, you're not walking holy and not living right, you're playing in church. So we see here today. Wow, a lot of people go to church. Many of you go to church on Sunday or either Saturday or wherever you go. All right, we find out. And then you get back out, somebody will rub you wrong and say something to you. All right, you get mad and want to fight. Where is your Holy Ghost? Do you have the Holy Ghost? Amen. So we see here today that you need to come and get the Holy Ghost. Now, we are known at our church, amen, that people get the Holy Ghost, amen, by the evidence of speaking in tongues. Why we do that? Because of fight. That way you know you got something. Amen. And then you see. And see, just because you speak a little tongue sometimes, all right, doesn't mean you might have a slamming lip or you might have a, but see, your lifestyle got to correlate with your salvation. Your lifestyle, amen. You know, people could see when your lifestyle is right. If you don't have a lifestyle, you know, hey, something is wrong, man. Your lifestyle, you talking about you living holy, all right? And they don't understand if you ain't living holy. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. All right? And we see that you must have a good life. Yeah, you got to have a holy lifestyle, a lifestyle where you got to live right, and then that you got to love your neighbor and so forth. You know, hey, yeah, I can remain calm. But years ago, before I was saved, I had a temper, all right? But the Lord has changed me now. Praise God, where I can hold my temper and talk and reason with people, you know, and that's what you got to learn to do. Amen. So we thank and praise God for all of you today. Amen. But I'm letting you know, save yourself from this entire generation, this generation that is doing things. God loves people, all right? But he don't love sin. God is not tolerating sin. All right. God is not tolerating that. All right. So you're gonna have to repent of your sins. God is not gonna tolerate sin. All right. You might think, say, well, I can go out here and smoke a little weed today. I'll go to church tomorrow. Come on now, that's wrong. I just go out here and smoke crack weed and drink a whole bunch of liquor, and after that I'm going over here. I'm going over there and sit with the other deacons on the deacon board. And you got preachers. What's with this here? You got some preachers are homosexuals. All right? And I look at you, I said, what kind of stuff is that? All right? Here the preachers are supposed to be preaching something against sin. Then they living in sin. And that's sad, you know. I hate to say it, but I mean, that is sad. All right, here it is. You know, how could people live and go to a church where a preacher is a homosexual? Something is wrong with them people. It's a whole. They might get mad, but don't get mad with me. That's what I'm telling you. All right, the Bible said, blind leads the blind. If you've been led by a blind man, all right, you've been led by a blind man, and he running into poles when he's walking inside the place, or he running into columns, or he's walking into the door, he can't see his way out. What happened? Amen. He got you by the hand guiding you? Come on, somebody. Amen. So I'm telling you today, what's with this? Here you got some people call themselves preachers. Homosexuals nowadays. Amen. You know God ain't sent you nothing like that. All right. You need to leave them people, leave those people church. All right. If they got in there messing around with boys and they call themselves pastor and stuff like that, and messing around with the women, ain't even it that. Amen. God called, put the head, amen, the head of the church, amen, it's supposed to be a male, not a female. All right, so people out there think, oh, see, God ain't changed. People are changing, praise the Lord. All right, so people don't understand that. Right, that's another topic. I'll teach on that another time and give you scripture on it, praise God. But in Isaiah 3, God disagreed with that about this women leadership passing the church. All right, you know, you look at that, praise God. And why did Paul say, suffer not a woman to teach and exert authority over a male? All right? How could you be a woman pastor and exert an authority over a male? All right? And then, come on now. You got to repent of your sins. Friend, I love everybody. All right, it's the book. It's in the book. You read it for yourself. Read your Bible for yourself, praise God. We see here today. God loves you. We care about you. Save yourself from this entire generation. You better repent of your sin. Amen. God loves things decent and in order. Amen. If it's not in order and it's not righteous, it's not the truth, amen, don't you dwell in that type of stuff. Amen. You need to get out of these churches, all right, that say that homosexuality is okay and like, it's not even natural. It's not even natural, praise God. So we see here today. We care about you. We love you. And I care about your souls. Now, people may get mad at me. Hey, the real preachers, they got mad at the prophets. They got mad at Jesus. They put Jeremiah in the hole. They did all kinds of things. So, because the truth hurts. Truth hurts. The truth hurts. And some people can't take the truth. I thank and praise God for all of you today. 6:30 next Thursday. Tell your people to come. Amen. And check in and call in at 1-713-955-0783. You can call in and listen to me. Get your family to listen to me. Amen. I'm for the family values. Praise God. I'm for family. I thank and praise God for the family institution. Amen. We thank and praise God for everybody out there today. Amen. Give an honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And don't forget to pray. Amen. And we see here today that you must come to Jesus Christ while you have an opportunity today. Amen. Because we love you and we care about you. Amen. Remember, save yourself from this entire generation. And let God say, repent of your sins and change your ways, your attitudes, and your lifestyle. Praise God. Thanks that you bless. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Habashiva. Oba. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Oba. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. Amen. See you next week. God, goodbye. Thank you.